I'm Dr. Jonathan Wilson. I am a lecturer here at Loughborough University in Sustainable Energy Systems. I am also a director of AFTRAC Limited. AFTRAC is a Loughborough University spin-out. We are rolling out microelectric tractors across sub-Saharan Africa. AFTRAC started just a few years ago when we were touring Malawi looking at solutions to energy access. As you walk around, you become very aware that not only do people not have access to electricity, they also lack some basic subsistence, like access to easy food, access to good tools. And it's that tools that really resonated with us. We started looking at mechanized solutions for how we can bring tractors to Africa. And it's not that easy a solution, because the availability of fuel isn't too readily everywhere. The availability of capital to buy large tractors is also not there and not available. So we started looking at small solar electric tractors, and the story really came together for us when we linked up with Charity Tayeni, who specialise in agricultural education. It allowed us to put together a system that comprised not only of the microelectric tractor, but also a modular solar array and education in deep bed farming, where we could demonstrate a reliable 2 to 3-fold increase in crop yield. And now the economic story makes sense. It means the tractors are affordable. It means the electricity is available, the fuel source is available, and we can deploy this across sub-Saharan Africa. So that really is where the ball got rolling for us. So we had a feasibility study, we deployed some tractors in Malawi, and we got all of that user feedback. And in that process, we incorporated into a Loughborough University spin-out company with the help of seed funding from the Milken Motsepe Prize in Green Energy. We're now in a position where we're scaling up our first production run. We've scaled from ones and twos, building in our own workshops here at Loughborough University, and now we're deploying to hundreds on that manufacturing scalability process. So this tractor is not only available to Malawi, it's also for the entirety of sub-Saharan Africa. But the idea is that it's multifunctional, which means that we can fit any amount of tooling to the back of it, so we can change it for different scenarios. So in Malawi, one of the biggest issues they have is hard pan. So this is rock solid earth, which is very difficult to plant in. It's impossible for roots to gain good purchase in, and very difficult for roots to gain proper purchase in the soil. Our tractors in Malawi are designed to come with a deep bed farming implement. This is a rotary plow. It turns over that rock hard soil down to a depth of 300 to 400 millimeters. This is what's needed to restart the agricultural cycle. It allows water to soak into the ground. It allows the roots to gain purchase. It gives them resistance to drought. It gives them resistance to rains, and means that our crop yield dramatically increases in the first year and every year afterwards. When we talk about smallholders in sub-Saharan Africa, some of them are doing fantastically well. Others are somewhere near or even below the subsistence level. Subsistence for a typical person in Malawi is about 200 kilograms of maize per person per year. And if you're not growing sufficient food, then you get into a negative cycle. So you go out to work, you work extra hours to earn extra money to buy the extra food. But what that means is you spend less time tending your own land, less time growing your own food, then your yield next year suffers. And you end up in this horrible downward spiral. So if we can apply a much easier method for people to grow significantly more food, not only does it tie up extra time for people to go to work to earn extra income, extra money, but it also pushes people significantly over the subsistence limit. And so they're generating enough food to not only feed themselves, but also sell on the open market for additional profit. AFTRAC is a very new spin out, but we are growing, and we are growing fast. So we are moving from our prototyping phase, where we have been through several variations of this tractor. We've had them in the hands of the people who will be using them. We've gained all that user feedback, and we've compiled that into our first launch ready product. And we're moving heavily towards our first manufacturing run. So in about 6 months, these will be available on the open market to anyone who wants to buy them, as well as having several of them distributed across Africa. And from there, it's just scaling. The sky is the limit. We want to be making thousands of these a year and distributing them across Africa, across Europe, across Brazil, the rest of the world. Yeah. AFTRAC Limited is a certified social venture. What that means is we have pledged to reinvest our profits back into the company, back into making clean energy technology, back into making things that make a difference to people who need it. But we are also pledging to get our products into the hands of as many people as widely as possible to solve food insecurity. AFTRAC's been on a real journey. So 2 years ago, we were in a position where we were scoping for the right solution for people who need to grow more food to subsist. Now we're in a position where we've been through several prototype versions. We've developed our first prototype, which is in Malawi. It's being used by farmers in Malawi right now. And we've gained all of that information. And there are parts of it that aren't ideal because it's the first iteration. And the improvements we've made since then have made a product that's very robust, very reliable, but critically lightweight and easy to use, very mobile, so that we can put it into the hands of many different people of many different physical mobilities. And this is important on increasing the accessibility of agriculture for all. The concept is that the microelectric tractor A, works in rugged environments where you don't have easy access to fuel, you don't even have easy access to roads. It runs purely from solar electricity, allows you to work the land in a way where we have shown that we can increase crop yields by 2 to 3-fold. That 2 to 3-fold increase in crop yields gives you an additional income. The additional income allows you to buy electricity from the microgrid, which makes the whole system long-term sustainable for those that can't access traditional agricultural technology. We're in a position now where we are scaling up to production. We've been through a feasibility study here at Loughborough University. We've deployed feasibility prototypes in Malawi, and we're now scaling up to our first full-scale production run with AFTRAC on sale in only 6 months. Our design mantra has been to make a very easy to use, very maneuverable, but also very easy to repair tractor suitable for rugged environments like sub-Saharan Africa. The handle is designed with dead man switches to ensure operator safety. It's designed to be adjustable for people of different heights, different physical abilities, and it's designed to be balanced so that it doesn't take a huge amount of force or strength to operate. The thing is fully self-propelled, means that it pulls itself through the earth without additional force, without you needing to pull or push on it, and it powers the tool all by itself. And it powers the tool fully by itself. I am really, really pleased with where we've got to. In a short amount of time, AFTRAC has done a huge amount of work, both to validate the product, both to improve the product, but also to make something that we can make at a very large scale for a low amount of money, meaning that this can be a sustainable company that can deploy this worldwide to get it into the hands of those people who really need it.
Hi, I'm Toby Williams, and I am a director of AFTRAC. Yeah, of course. So the original version we built had the tool integrated into it, which gave it a lot of power and stability, but a lot of mismaneuverability over rough terrain. So even though it was very good at working the soil, compared to a pickaxe or a mattock, it was night and day. Trust me, I tried it. It helped improve processes, but there were a few problems. So we took it out for trial in Malawi, and we had a lot of interesting feedback from the users in the community. So one of them was that the tractor itself, to operate it digging, you had to walk backwards. And they were worried about this being more of a problem, especially over rough terrain and people who had less mobility. So we listened to those constraints and we made the whole thing much smaller. So you can see that it's got a single axle, meaning it's much more maneuverable. The tool is now off board, meaning that you don't have to work backwards and you can work in that forward plane. And as you can see from the footage that we've shot today, it is much quicker. It's working at exactly the same depth, so it's getting that good turnover and breakdown of soil, but it's a much more user-friendly and much more operable piece of machinery. So unlike other alternatives to agriculture, this is directly powered by electricity, meaning that it's accessible in locations where fuel is less prevalent. So in scenarios like Africa, where you have access to a lot of sun and there is a lot of solar harvesting, this is now the perfect vehicle to take the energy directly from a solar array, put it into the battery stored on the machine, and then be able to drive and operate with it. So it's got a 5 kilowatt hour battery, which is enough to power a home for a couple of days, depending on your standard of living and how you're operating in your life. And then we have a 5 kilowatt motor, which allows us then to have both traction so that the machine carries itself forward, so you're not enabled and bogged down by it. Then it also actually powers the tooling as well, so you're doing both actions together. So the most common tool to use in places like Malawi and other parts of sub-Saharan Africa is a mattock and pickaxe. and it is back-breaking work. It's not something you want to be doing all day. So we trialled with that, and we developed our first product, and that made it substantially easier to use. We've then taken the user feedback after deploying that into the community, and we've made this product. And again, it is the same magnitude of difference between the pickaxe and our first one, and how much better this one is now. So it makes it much easier to use. It powers itself forwards. It means that if you're of limited mobility, you can use it. It doesn't take any force or requirement when it's operating along. You can see from the video how it's pulling itself forwards. It does exactly that and does the work for you. So it makes it much more accessible to do farming and better farming practices. And it's again the same difference between using the pickaxe and using our first machine. It's the same magnitude of difference to this. This is just designed to be much more user friendly. Now we know how to deal with the soil and what the problem is and how what our solution can look like, we've been able to focus on the user experience, and that's developed a much nicer product.